Blog Talk Radio.
Stretching forth.
God bless you and you and you on this Thursday morning. God bless you all over the world, saints of God. I thank God for each and every one of you. My God, for getting up and making us your first listening station. You can turn on the news or anything else, but you get up and just have a heart and the desire just to seek out the God. Amen. That is a blessing all by itself. And I'm here to tell you, you're on your way, my God Almighty, to receive the covenant blessings of God, the covenant things of God. I'm telling you like this, it's no other blessings that I will rather to receive other than the covenant blessings with God, because them are the blessings. They are the blessings that are going to keep you covered. It doesn't matter what's going on. When the covenant blessings kick in, anything that is ordered in your life, anything that is having a problem, it bring balance. It will bring balance. It will supply what God says. It will supply your every need. Amen. It's not like the the law of you reap what you sow. Because if you sow a lemon, you will receive a lemon. If you sow an apple, you will receive an apple. Amen. If you sow prosperity, you receive prosperity. If you sow anger, you will receive what? Anger. Amen. But when you sow, he say, I supply your every need. He's talking about your covenant. That's what a husband, wife, or a parents do with a child. Amen. They have a covenant relationship. Have a covenant with each other. In other words, if within the covenant, it's things that I'm going to do. It's things that I have priorities to do for you. Because why? We in a covenant relationship. I just thank God for what he's doing. And I'm telling you right now, you are on your way for a covenant relationship, a covenant blessings with the Lord. Listen, saints of God, I'm just so proud and excited. I just want you to begin to, some of you, I know you're already taking advantage of it, but I want you to begin to just go ahead and log on, amen, log on. You're going to really hear how it's a totally different perception if you log on by the website through admgospel.us, admgospel.us. You can listen to the broadcast live, amen, because we are a live stream internet radio broadcaster, amen. So you can listen to it live. All you have to do is go to admgospel.us, my God, and you'll see up there in one of the browsers it says radio broadcast. Click on that and click on the next one. Say ABM. It's gonna bring you right on in, amen. And you can just go ahead and play and you can hear it live, and you'll hear a totally different perception, totally different sound. Other than on the phone, amen. But we want you to be on the phone as well. But this will give you mobility for some that's getting ready for work and get ready to head out, get the kids together, amen. You want to listen to it, but the phone is just starting to get in the way a little bit. At least you can go ahead and pull it up on the internet, turn it on up, amen. And just go ahead and continue to worship God with us as you prepare get on with your day. Amen. Thanks to God. Just keep on praying. Let's keep on pushing, because at the end of the day, what the Bible says, pray without ceasing. You just got to keep on praying and keep on interceding, my God, not only for things, not only for the world we live in today, but let's make sure we don't get so caught up so we don't forget about praying for our brothers and our sisters. Amen. That's what the devil wants us to do, to bring some focus, get the saints focused on something else. But at the end of the day, we're going to stay focused, but we're going to keep pressing, because at the end of the day, we know that all things work together for his good, and everything is in God's hand. Amen. And so I'm not going to go too much further. We're going to bring on Mother Jackson. Amen. I'm getting it right now. Mother Jackson. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Come on in and intercede for those that doesn't know. Like, who is Mother Jackson? That is Mother Price. Amen. It is now Mother Jackson. Amen. She's married to Brother Joe Jackson. Amen. How you doing, Brother Joe Jackson? Here be the next one you want to hear right after her. Amen. Giving us a word of encouragement for today. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
I bless you too, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come this morning, first we give you the honor. Father, honor who's ahead of our life, and the pastor, first lady, come from, and everyone and every member of the ABM. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to the throne mightily this morning, God, just thanking you, God, for another day of life itself. God, we thank you that you breathed on us this morning, God. We begin to get up. Our activities and our limb was working just fine. And we just begin to say thank you, God. As we went to the restroom, washed our face and brushed our teeth, God, we were still giving you the glory, God, because we realized somebody didn't wake up this morning. So we say thank you just for life itself. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us continually to go by the gas pump and fill up, God. Let us stay stirred up and our spirit stay stirred up at all times in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for letting us realize how the enemy is sneaky, comes in each and every way. Lord, let us begin to close every door, God. Let us begin to just stay watchful at all times in the name of Jesus, God. Keep our fire turned up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, my Heavenly Father, God, we come to you this morning, God, asking you to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the teaching of yesterday, God. Let us put on the whole armor like never before, God. Because we realize these are the last and evil days, God. Evil on the south, east, north, and west side. Everywhere you turn, it is, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you have a shield and protection. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up everyone that has an ear this morning in the name of God. Oh, God, we pray for them also in the name of Jesus, God. One might need a healing, God. One might need a shot over their head, God. One might need a bill paid, God, but it's all the same, God. You're the same, God. You can dissolve those problems all at one time. Oh, God, let us begin to call on you, God. Oh, God, be a helpmate for somebody in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, teach us, God, how to separate ourselves from things that we don't need to be involved in. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, but let us keep our minds stayed on you, God, where we can constantly have that purpose, Jesus, God. No matter what we go through, God, let us rest in your in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we say hallelujah this morning. We should always give you the praise and the glory and the honor, God. No matter what we go through, God, the good and the bad, we shall stay hallelujah in the house, knowing that we have the victory, promotion, God. Don't let us give up, God. Let us continue to push and strive like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to love like you love. No matter what go on, let us continue to love. God, if somebody say something that we dislike, God, oh, God, don't let us get that malice in our heart, God. Let us guard our heart like never before, God. And let us love, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every homeless person that it is. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you continue to make a way for them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Don't let us have our nose so stuck up and begin to talk about them because they're in a certain position right now. Because when we do that, we're looking for ourselves to fall in that same situation, God. Let us continue to pray for them and continue to lift them up like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just go to the nursing home, God. Lift them up in the name of Jesus. Continue to hold them and to love them like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to make a way out of no way for them. In Jesus' name we pray this morning, God. Oh, God, we call and bum up heaven like never before because we know that we need you. And the ones that don't think they need time, let me tell you, you need him too. You're going to need him out of all those things on this earth. You're going to need him before you leave here. You're even on your deathbed. So begin to call out Jesus no matter what situation you're in. If you're addicted to drugs, call on Jesus. He'll clean you up like never before. He'll change your mindset in the name of Jesus, God. God is a loving God. He's a kind God. But he can get angry too. Oh, let me tell you, God, the Lord say, I want to do one time in my life, I wanted to do what I wanted to do. I know God had a calling on me, but I just had to do what I wanted to do. But one day, Haribo okay. I had a memory loss, so I didn't even know where I was. I know they about say. They said I had to stay in a nursery home, that I never had my memory back. Oh, but then I began, the enemy had me so stuck. I was so scared to pray when I get out the hospital. But I kept trying to pray. Oh, my God. Don't get in that state, huh? If you got a call and a people pulling on you, then say yes to this perfect week, huh? Because nothing out there in the world is not worth a quote of bullshit, huh? He'll meet you all your needs, huh? Oh, he's your company. And when you ain't got nobody to talk to and think you just want to go out there and talk to Jim Brown, but if you just sit and talk with Jesus, he'll make everything all right. I thank him for what he's done in my life. When I look back, Dodo Boche, now, sometimes I can't even believe how Dodo Boche, because some of y'all have the same attitude I had. Y'all had your nose stuck up, thought you had it going on, thought you had a few dollars in your pocket. Oh, Dodo Boche, a few dollars don't mean nothing when you got Jesus. Because when you got Jesus, he can fulfill your every need in the name of Jesus Christ. So you need to say, Lord, help me this morning. Or you begin to get up and say, God, I thank you. Change my life. Turn me around. I don't like the way I am. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift those people up, the same people that had the attitude that I had, God. I ask that you come in, God. Oh, God, save, deliver, and set free, God. Be a mind regulator for them, God. Take the line away from them, God. Take the stealing away from them, God. That stinking attitude that it had, that think that more than anybody else. I tell you today, humble yourself before the mighty God, the things that you don't know. He's a good teacher. He's the best teacher. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every ministry up to you today, God. Let them stay real in you, God. Let them cry out, God. Let them speak hallelujah. Your words, when God tell them to say something, God, let them speak it. Okay, don't have to put a cut on us, because it's time for cut out. It's time for the real deal, and that's Jesus Christ.
Well, blessed be the Most High God. I thank Mother Jessel praying so hard till she hit the mute button by accident. Amen. 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 I just bless the love of God. I'm telling you right now, say so, God. You just keep going and you just keep pushing. Amen, Mother Jackson. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think you're praying so hard till you hit the button by accident. But we're going to get right back out your way.
In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory, God. We give you all the glory this morning, God. Hallelujah, God. We give you the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, huh? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, huh? Oh, God, we thank you for this mighty day, God. We thank you for your move, hallelujah, God. We thank you for what you're doing now, God, and what you have done. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we just say, God, have your way. Have your way, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your mighty will be done. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen.
Amen, amen. Brother Joe.
Good morning, Pastor.
Amen. We hear you, Brother Joe.
Pastor, I'd like to give praise, all praise to my Heavenly Father, God. I'd like to thank the ABM Ministry, you and First Lady. I'd like to come to you today to tell a small story about the changes I went through and the trials and tribulations that I went through in my life and the uplifting that God has given me. You know, it's two things in this world that we do, that we should do when we wake up and go to sleep. We should say, thank you, Jesus, because God woke us up. And when you wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me, it starts your day as a better day. And when you lay down to go to sleep at night, it gives you rest and comfort. And I come to you today because I've been through a lot of problems in my life. I never would have been able to make it without the work and the help of my Father. I've been taught a lot of things in life, but I've never been taught the words of wisdom, the words to bring joy and peace to others. And I didn't know that the words that I give would help others, and helping others is helping myself, because I feel good. Every time I mention the word God or the words of God to someone, it just lifts me. It lifts my spirit. And I'd like to say today I want to give a prayer of guidance out to all the people that are listening. The words are, dear Lord, I look forward to this day because you are with me. And each morning can be the start of great things. Prayer brings me comfort. And knowing I can look to you for guidance makes me feel good. I ask that you watch over me and my fellow members wherever we may be. Please bring us peace and mind and sound with you through love. Let us strive to live up to the pure goodness of your love. Let us strive to live up to the pure goodness of your example. We ask these things in humble prayer, knowing you are with us always. The changes I've been through, Pastor, things like this prayer, it uplifts me. It gives my spirit joy. And I just want to know if there's anything else, anything more that I can do for the blessings that he has bestowed upon me. Because I don't feel good. I don't feel like I've done enough for what God does for me. I try to push, and sometimes I get clogged up or whatever. But I know he's there. I know he's touching me. He's watching. He's listening. But sometimes, as in the human form, that things like this happen. But I know it's not a permanent situation, because the only thing permanent is the love of God. And that's what I'm thriving for. Thank you very much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Just a quick question. I just think, Brother Joe, you know, sometimes, you know, when God comes into your life, it's just a beautiful thing, and you just got to continue to reflect on it. Sense of God. Sense of God, I just want to let you know something. I want you to just keep pushing. I know a lot of you probably been facing some warfare for the last couple of weeks, if not for some, for the beginning of this month. But I want you to remind you, and I want to let you know something, that you have the power. Long as you don't give no leeway and submit to it, and you become submitted to it in dealing with different issues, different problems, but you keep standing. But as the Bible even said, and especially in the book of Ephesians, it gives it about four illustrations about standing. That's stand. Therefore, to stand. Saints of God, we're in a time to where you really have to stand. The enemy is trying to do everything that he can to get to your focus. His main thing is to keep you in a place of depression, keep you in a place of recreation, keep you in a place of lack, keep you in a place of confusion, keep you in a place where you feel as though that, you know, it's no one here that's capable in this earth, regardless if it's a church leader, mentor, or no one here in this earth is able to help you in your situation. We want to keep you in a place where you pretty much you in a cave, prisoner. That's why sometimes you hear me pray, I release the bars, release captivity. Amen. come out of captivity, come out of the jail cells. Because it's not in a physical sense where we'll think that one must go when they commit a crime here on earth and they're appointed to go to a jail cell. But it's something similar like that in the spirit realm, within your mind, within your place. Because you get to the point where nothing, I can't get help with nobody, I can't get help from nobody. I'm just feel as though, even though I'm in the world, but I'm isolated from the world. I'm telling you right now, it's the game that the enemy is trying to play. And just so happened, we are creations of God. And we are caught right in the middle of the game. Since we're caught in the middle of the game, the Lord is trying to shoot for us. It's not your fight. It's my fight. It is my fight. So we want to make sure, that the fight that you're fighting is a good fight. It's a fight for the Lord. Amen. We want to make sure that what you're doing, it is according to the Lord and what he has for you. So, thanks to God, let's keep on and let's keep putting our hands up and let's put in our fire, because the number one thing that the enemy is trying to do, he's trying to use you to make a mockery to God. He's trying to use you to let you know, see, I told you. You made a mistake. I told you that this world is mine. I told you that these people are mine. I told you. It's all about the enemy is trying to prove something to God. Thanks to God, he don't care anything about you. He don't care anything about your finances. He really don't care about your health. He don't care anything. Only thing he care about is proving that God, you was wrong. That's the battle that we're dealing with. That's the warfare that we're dealing with. And every time, I want you to think about this, every time you submit to the things that is not of God, you helping the enemy to build a case. I see, I told you, case. Do not be one of the ones. Do not be the individual that the enemy is trying to use this day and hour to put you as an example before the living God. They say, I told you that they cannot stay faithful. I told you that they're going to lean more into what I give them than what you don't told them or what they believe. See, I told you that eventually they're going to come back to me. You've been wrong the whole time, God. You've been wrong when you put me out. You should have let me run the kingdom like I'm supposed to run. I knew I could run it better than you. See, I told you. Because everyone that I have more members now than I did than a third follow me from the heaven. I told you that I'm a great leader than you do. I told you. Let's not be the ones that the devil is using to make an example to God. Let's not get caught up in this warfare, in this world. Let's be the ones to break. My God, when God was dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah, some angels died and he said, if I could find one, give it somebody to die. Give me somebody. Are you going to be that person that God could look upon the earth and stand in the galley? And God see you just let it press to you, just let it push it. You're not in a wavering mindset. I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know. This is, I don't know. I think about, I should have went back into the door. I just should have. We don't want to be in that place. Take this of God. Let's make up in our mind. God, before I live, God, before I die. It's not going to be the ones that I come to church on Sunday, I lift up hands and I sing good hymn song. But yet, I'm a student of the adversary. I'm a follower of the adversary. I'm one that he is using to make mockery to God. So So today, let's take a stand, saints of God. And let's make up in our minds that we are. We have the authority over the power of the enemy. So therefore, you have the power to conquer whatever issues coming in your life. You have the power to declare and decree that things in your life have to turn around. You have the power to declare and decree that salvation is going to hit your home. Your children's coming back. You have the power to determine and to get up and say, I will not live my life like this. I will not die like this. I will not deteriorate like this. It will not happen. You have the power to put that even his workers in his place. Let's begin to take a stand. It don't have anything to do with how well you can preach, how well you can pray. It don't have anything to do with what type of title you have. I'm a pastor. Oh, that's why he could do that. Oh, he's a prophet. That's why he could do that. That's one of God's apostles. That's why he could do that. The Bible said, I gave you the power. He didn't say I gave it to a specific individual, a specific ones with a certain title. These are some of the tools that comes with when we accept him as our personal Lord and Savior. The question is, have you accepted him as your personal Savior? If you haven't, all over the world, we're going to give you the opportunity to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Because I want you to begin to use the tools that is placed inside of you to command situations to cease, to have the power to speak authority and atmosphere in your life, to command it to stop, to take a stand to the adversary and say, you are not going to use me to be a mockery to God. Because I'm a child of God. And I don't have no wavering spirit that's going to go back and forth. I know who I serve. I know who I stand with. I know. Thanks to God, I'm going to share this with you. For everything, you're probably standing like, well, Pastor coming up with a nice, pretty story. Well, it's a story in the Bible. It's in Zechariah. There's a story in the Bible in Zechariah when it was talking about the man of God, Joshua. And it was telling, and they got it set up as the court scene. They said the accuser in the Bible, the accuser that it was talking about the devil. And he was pleading his case to God. He was telling God all these spiritual things about him and everything. I'm pretty sure that what the devil was saying was true. I want y'all to realize something. When the devil gets into the presence of God, he cannot lie. Why? Because the Bible says that, you know, no man should carry in his sight. A liar shall not come in his sight, come in his presence. So therefore, at that moment, when he is in God's presence, he is not a liar. When he come out of his presence, yes, he is a liar. Because if so, God will lie in himself. Because if he allows somebody to come in his presence, it will not be strong. There's a story in there when it talks about how the devil, the accuser, begins to accuse the man of God, all this stuff. Once again, I'm pretty sure it was true. Why? Because the Bible talks about his garments. His garments, how it was so dirty. Holes ripped. But nevertheless, even though the accuser was accusing him, to prove to God, look, all these, what you have here, they're mess. They ain't worthy. But still, look at them and say, listen, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Why? The Bible even says what God even told the devil, is this not a brand that plunk out of the fire? I plucked this brand. Saints of God, God is waiting on you to take a stand, no matter what your garments might look like today, no matter what you look like yesterday, and no matter what it may be. You are a child of God. And the thing that I love about the whole story, God began to command the angels to change his garments, to put them on a new raiment, put them on a new garment. So therefore, how can the enemy be able to stand? Says to God, we're going to get ready to go, but I'm telling you right now, I really want you to begin to stay and stand oppressed. And I want you to begin to stay into a place with God. And understand if the accuser may come, let him come. But as long as your focus is on the Lord, that's all that matters. And remember that this battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And remember that you have the power. Regardless of things that come your way, the reality is peace. The reality is joy. Reality is there's a light. Repeat after me real quick, all over the world. My God Almighty, Norway, my God, I want you to repeat with France. I want you to come as well. Amen. Just repeat after me and just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I repent and turn for my wicked ways. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. And I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. Come into my heart, God. Fill every place within me. For I accept you in my dwelling places. I accept you. Not only you, God, but I accept the Trinity. You all are one. Come into my life now. Teach me how to have a strong relationship with you. Show me what I need to do to better myself. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So, God, you said that the heaven is rejoicing with you. Welcome to the family. I want you to welcome you. I want you to keep coming, my God Almighty. Now it's time to learn. Amen. Now it's time to learn. I want to welcome you to the family. And I'm telling you right now, the heavens is rejoicing right now because you are part of the family. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You be blessed.